Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 22nd, Morning. Without merit, I will love them freely. Hosea chapter 14, verse 4. This sentence is a body of divinity in miniature. If you understand it, you are a theologian. If you can dive into its fullness, you are a true master of Scripture. Our text is a condensed version of the glorious message of salvation. The meat of this text is the word freely. This is the glorious, the suitable, and the divine way in which love streams from Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, to us. It is a spontaneous love, flowing to those who neither deserved it, purchased it, or sought it. Indeed, it is the only way God can love us. The text is a death blow to all sorts of personal merit. If there were any merit necessary in us, then He would not love us freely. At the very least, such love would have a condition. But it stands, I will love you freely. Even when you complain, Lord, my heart is so hard, Jesus still says, I will love you freely. Even if you say, but I do not feel my need of Christ as I should, Jesus still says, I will not love you because you feel your need, for I love you freely. But I do not feel that softening of spirit that I desire. Remember, even the softening of spirit is not a condition, for there are no conditions in the covenant of grace. The covenant of grace is unconditional to the point that without merit we may venture on the promise of God made to us in Christ Jesus. He who believes in Him is not condemned, says John 3:18. It is a blessing to know that the grace of God is free at all times, without preparation, without merit, without money, and without price. Isaiah 52:3 and 55:1. The words, I will love them freely, is also a precious promise inviting backsliders to return. Indeed, the text was written for such, for I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. Hosea 14:4. Backslider, surely the generosity of the promise will at once break your heart and you will turn to seek your Father's face. October 22nd, Evening. Applied by grace. He will take of mine and declare it to you. John 16:15. All the promises and doctrines of the Bible are useless unless a gracious hand applies them. For our condition is such that though we are thirsty, we are too weak to crawl to the brook. When a soldier is wounded in battle, it is of little use to know that there is a physician behind the lines if no one is there to take the wounded to the hospital. It is the same with our souls. To meet our need, there is one, the Spirit of Truth, who takes the things of Jesus and applies them to us. Do not think that Christ has placed His joys on heavenly shelves that we have to climb to reach. No, He draws near to us and sheds His peace in our hearts. O Christian, if tonight you are distressed, your Father does not give you promises that are out of reach at the bottom of a well. The promises in the Word He Himself will write on your heart. He will manifest His love to you, and by His blessed Spirit, He will dispel your cares and troubles. Remember, it is God's prerogative to wipe every tear from the eyes of His people. Revelation 21:4. The Good Samaritan did not say, here is the wine and oil, take it. He actually poured in the oil and the wine. So Jesus gives you the sweet wine of the promise, holding the golden chalice to your lips and pouring the lifeblood into your mouth. Even the poor, sick, and wayworn pilgrim is not merely strengthened to walk, but is born on eagle's wings. Glorious gospel. It provides everything for the helpless. It comes to us when we cannot reach it. It brings us grace before we seek it. Here there is as much glory in the giving as in the gift. Happy are the people who have the Holy Spirit to bring Jesus to them.